Philadelphia Orchestra and in the great Stokowski days, he didn't want risers for the brass, so that the brass could compete properly with the strings. I mean, the brass is so much louder than and percussion than the rest of the orchestra. He felt that if you put them up in risers, the sound cuts across. By putting them in the same level as the strings, then there is a chance that you can hear the strings. Throughout his life, he experimented with positioning the orchestra in different ways so as to get the best possible balance. But I was very flattered that he felt I knew something about balance, which was, in my case, mostly instinctive and mostly what I really learned from him and a few other. I was so lucky, you know, when I arrived in America, it was the end of a great era of conductors. I was too young, too late coming to hear personally Toscanini and to watch him. Fritz Reiner, for that matter, but just in time to work with Stokowski, to study with Pierre Monteux. And then to work for several years with George Zell. I must not forget my real conducting teacher, Antal Dorati, who in Minneapolis for 2 years, who was also a great balance master. But going back to Stokowski's organ background, obviously he must have been a fantastic organist because that was his first job in America. He came to America to be the organist in one of the biggest cathedrals in New York. And part of his great conducting technique, I think, was in trying to imitate the great organ sound. And you hear it in his fantastic transcription of the Toccata and Fugue and many of the other pieces that appear in this Naxos recording. By the way, this Naxos recording is just coming out now. I'm so proud of it. The four volumes that came out before are great. The Bournemouth Symphony played it in such a way that the players felt that Stokowski's spirit must have been there in the hall inspiring us. I mean, they were unbelievable. The head of the Stokowski Society, which inspired these recordings, a wonderful gentleman based in London, Edward Johnson, he came up with his compilation and he suggested to Klaus Heyman, the owner and CEO of Naxos, to have yet one more compilation with the very best of all four CDs. I mean, they're all great, but these are the real hits. And when I heard this volume that just came out, I couldn't believe it. They are really, really fantastic, especially starting with the Toccata and Fugue, which originally I was afraid to record because there are so many other versions of this work. But this, I have to not humbly say that this is the best one. And then all the others, I mean, the Mussorgsky, everything else, Tchaikovsky is there. It's just a great, great recording. I'm very proud of it.